What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All I know is this, Jeremy, and I think they know it too. If they would have traded Dean Kramer, they would have had two things, Jeremy. What would those two things been?
Problems with you.
Consequences.
And repercussions.
Mm. So we good. We all good over here on August 1st, 2025. We'll give our shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan, or X. Jeremy, who gets your shovel this morning?
The Pirates and Ben Charrington. And anyone that didn't call Ben Charrington for a trade, because I don't know if you wanted any of the pieces. For a team that's going to have a losing record for a fifth year in a row, they did a couple of different things during the trade deadline.
Really?
Yeah. The Pirates have sucked for so long. So they kept IKF. They kept Andrew Haney. And who was the other guy that they kept? And Tommy Pham. And people are like, couldn't you have gotten something for him? Because what you did is you got something, we're still not sure what, for David Bednar. When you look at what Mason Miller went for, I don't know what the Yankees are doing, if they have pictures of other GMs, but the fact that they got Duvall and Bednar and didn't have to give up any of their top players is just ridiculous. And Ben Charrington, go talk to Pirates fans. The other thing that they did, remember how we were talking about you'd like to get one of your young players and sign them to a contract?
Right.
They did that with Key Brian Hayes. They gave him $70 million, which is a small deal.
And then?
And then they shipped him off recently to the Reds for a low-A player.
Now, this guy wanted to stay in Pittsburgh. That's why he took the deal. And he took the deal. Now, I'm sure he's thinking, if I knew this was going to happen, I just got in free agency and got paid more.
They have, and I'm sorry, Pittsburgh fans, but you know it, the Pirates have no business being in baseball anymore. That team is just awful. And you have the best pitching prospect or pitcher, depending on what some think. Paul Skeens is amazing, right? They had all these pieces they could trade, and they got nothing for the pieces they actually traded. And you had one of the biggest Trump pieces in Bednar.
Yeah.
Like, you had that at the end. You waited it out to get that from the Yankees? Yeah. You gotta be kidding me, man.
We all love our new program manager, Scott Jameson.
Oh, I forgot about this.
We love him. We love him. I mean, he's a smart guy, otherwise smart guy. Whenever you say otherwise smart, it means he did something not so smart. He's good, cool, got to be around. I actually go to his office after work without being summoned to his office. Because I like his stories, and he gets a little geeky about when he puts together the audio and all of that, and he gets like a kid. Look what I did. And I love that enthusiasm about your job. However, I invited him to a crab feast on Saturday. I invited you and Joe as well. You're about to have surgery, and I want you to go ahead and get as many crabs as you can.
Do I get to pick my own?
You get to pick your own. And we talked about picking crabs. You know, we get to pick crabs.
Joe, you were there for this.
So Scott says... So what, I mean,
picking crabs.
Did we go in the water and pick the crab? What do we,
do
how
we
do you do that?
Just pick the one we want?
Thank you very much, Joe.
Do we just
pick on earth are you talking about? What? Scott, you're a smart dude.
Yeah, man.
But what?
Scott.
And I said to him, I said, I don't know what time Shovel is going to be tomorrow, which is today. And I don't know where you're going to be up listening. So I don't want anybody to say I talked behind your back.
You held
I'm giving you a shovel for yeah. that. And he just bust out laughing. Scott, dude, we like you. But that was stupid.
Yeah, if you want help with eating ocean spiders, just come see us.
He said, you know, I like to pick my crabs. Wait a minute. Because we were talking about picking them as in eating them.
Yeah.
Joe was trying to tell him how you pick crabs.
Do you use your fingers?
Do you go in the water and use your hands to pick the crabs?
You got to watch out. They pinch you.
Dude. I mean, seriously, dude.
I think he thought it's like when you go to a seafood restaurant, you can pick what lobster you want.
Well, why did he say go in the water then?
I don't know. Maybe because he thinks that crabs aren't as nice as lobster. I don't know.
Go in the water. Yeah, you go in the water, Scott.
Pick them.
Hey, Mark in Randallstown has a kind word for you, Jeremy. What's up, Mark?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm really nervous. I don't normally call you guys in. Jeremy, you're like the nicest person in Baltimore, and you've always been there for everybody else. And I really hope you do well in the surgery.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And I wish you the best.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, too.
It's funny because, in doing this job.
He must know some mean SOBs, Joe. Yeah,
he lives in that rough area. Where's he from again?
Randallstown.
Oh, yeah. No, but in all seriousness, this is like the first major surgery I think I'm having, right? I guess. I mean, I've had like hernia surgery, things like that. But when it comes to your throat, and the recovery just sounds so freaking awful. Like, I think I haven't been sleeping. And
how do you make money?
With my throat.
And you do radio too.
Oh, yeah.
Walked right into that one.
Now, do you go in the water and pick the crabs?
Sorry. Oh, boy. Let's go to Chef Mike, also in Randallstown. What's up, Chef Mike?
I guess hang on 1 second. Let me turn this down.
Yeah.
Driving, hang on one side, bear with me.
You know, I'm just letting you know Joe's head is exploding right now.
Yeah, we got till 10.
Okay. Alright, I'm back.
Thanks.
Alright, I'm back. So I wanna preface this by saying I am an Elias fan. I believe in him. I'll tell you why. Hang on 1 second. Damn it.
Hey, Chef Mike, I'm sorry, man. We gotta go. Come on, dude. Be ready. Dude, you gotta be ready. What grade would you give Mike Elias' work for the deadline? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, Ravens. John Harbaugh called Lamar a generational passer. You heard that one before, didn't you?
Where's Mike?
But when it's all said and done, do you think the football world will call him? How would they define him as a quarterback? Maybe the guy of the 2020s? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan. That is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's from This Is Football on ESPN. You all can sit here and hate and roll your eyes all you want. John Harbaugh is 100% spot on. He is as accurate in what he says as Lamar is as a passer right now. Lamar Jackson, and it's funny because I think I made that comment 2 days ago, did I not?
Yeah.
He's a generational passer. You don't want to accept it because of your narrative that you had before his career began. But someone who did not like him thought he should be a wide receiver did a pivot, Jeremy.
I was just going to say, so I went on Sirius Fantasy Radio last night, and this was football fantasy, not the other kind of fantasy. Right. and they had talked to me. They said, Bill Polian thinks that Lamar Jackson is the best thrower of the football in the league now. And that's a total pivot from what he said when he thought he should be drafted as a wide receiver and not even looked at as a quarterback.
And I'm not angry with Bill Polian.
I'm not either.
I would be angry with him, and I would lose respect for him, the respect that I have for him as a football mind. I didn't lose respect for him because of his comment before. No, I did. That's your opinion based on seeing nothing in the pros. But if you stuck with that opinion, now I lose respect for you.
Well,
because
so.
What you've seen so far is nothing but a man who is absolutely awesome football player and an awesome passer.
He makes everyone around him better.
Yes, he does.
You know, like in talking about all the things he can do, like somebody literally asked me last night, he's like, how can he improve? And I'm going, it's weird that I still think he can. Like, it's so weird to think that you had a 41-4 year. You had a 41 touchdown, 4 interception season, which is ridiculous. There's only been a handful of guys that have had even 30 touchdowns and under, whatever, 5 interceptions. I know McNabb did it 1 year when he was up for the MVP. He didn't get it because I think Peyton threw 40-some touchdowns that year. But there was a year where McNabb should have easily won it. But I'm just saying, like, you look at that type of production because you're not turning the ball over, which is it's another huge aspect of this. There's no plays that you're setting your team behind.
Yeah.
He had 4. And then if we go back and look at those interceptions, I'd be willing that you could sit here and say at least half of them weren't even his fault on the 4 that he threw. So I don't know why people are still sitting back going, yeah, I prefer the upright. Actually, I do know why they're saying that, but I prefer the 6'5" upright quarterback that can push the ball downfield. Well, how tall is Lamar?
6'2", 6'3". I prefer that quarterback who can push the ball downfield.
Yeah, and then he can run it downfield. He can throw it downfield, and then he doesn't give it to the other team.
You and I were talking in the break, and we laughed at it, but I wasn't joking. As the best passer in the league, Lamar Jackson's the best running back in the league.
Yeah,
he is. As the best passer in the league, he's also the best runner in the league. He is the best football player in the league. We used to say that because we didn't want to focus on him as a passer. He had some, as you would say, some warts in his passing game. But now you can say he's the best football player in the league because he is the best passer in the league, and he does those other things as well.
You know what bothered me, and you know, I'm sure it bothers you, like, he got labeled as a guy that couldn't read defense.
Yeah.
And why was that?
Because he talked like, you know, he's from the South.
Yeah. He talks fast and people look at him like, oh, this guy's not intelligent.
Yeah.
He's incredibly intelligent and he sees the field. And the longer he plays, the more it slows down. Like, you watch some of these throws when you're throwing a guy open. Like, to me, that's one of the more amazing things because it's you being on the same page as a receiver, not knowing how many times you've run that route together. But understanding what's going on. Like, Pat Mahomes and Kelsey, they run option routes.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know which way he's going until he makes his move, and he's reading off of his body and throwing it.
Yeah.
That's how good Kelsey is. That's how good Mahomes is to make that happen. And I think people have seen some of that rapport between Lamar and Mark Andrews over the years. I think you got to get used to it with Lamar and Isaiah Likely because they've had some special moments too.
410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. They've been very, very, dude, it's just a pleasure to watch. These guys win a Super Bowl, you ain't gonna be able to see anything. You're not, there's nothing you can say if they win the Super Bowl. But we have to get that Super Bowl done.
It has to. I mean, that's the last thing that's left. There's literally nothing you could sit here and go, yeah, this has to happen except for the Super Bowl. Like, what other accomplishments does he need? You've already won MVPs, should have won 3. You've broken records in the league. You hold rushing records. You've done things that nobody's ever done in this league. And until you win the Super Bowl, you're not going to be put in that same light as some of the other guys, whether that's fair or unfair.
And you shouldn't.
So
you shouldn't be. I mean, if you're not, those other guys that you compare him to have won Super Bowls. So you can't compare, the comparison can't stop it. Well, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but no, you have to, the entire resume has to be included. Winning. It has to be included. He hasn't won that yet. I hope he does, because I'm tired of listening about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of people trying to, you know, take that away from him. But he's that guy. 410-583-1057. Joe, do you think Lamar Jackson is the best passer in the league? Or let me not take words. Do you think Lamar Jackson is a generational passer? Joe's doing his work.
I mean, you can ask me. Yes.
I know you do. You said it the other day. Do you think Lamar Jackson, Joe, is a generational passer?
I would say, I guess I've been through two generations now. Do you count it as 10 years? Because that's kind of what I think it is. Like, how long is a generation?
In sports, probably 10 years.
Yeah, I would say.
Is he a generational passer is what I mean.
Yes, but I'm saying personally for me, I would say that he is the best quarterback that I've ever watched with my own eyes from start to finish. He will be from start to finish. I don't remember Tom Brady like I'm nine. Like, I mean, as an adult, I think he will be the one that I watch for my life.
It's a different wheelhouse that you're in than some of us, and I don't think the statement he just made is
that's
ridiculous.
Why my eyes got big. Like,
hear it, and then you go,
I wouldn't have said it, but then when he said it, I'm like, okay, who's better? In terms of being able to do, give me a weakness.
In Lamar's game? The one thing I still think he needs to develop is touch underneath.
Okay.
Screen passes, little, like, the flares. Like, trust me, that's not a difficult thing something he can't develop. He pushes the ball downfield well. You know, again, not turning the ball over, making the right decisions, and like the big concern over quarterbacks like Lamar that has that skill set is that they break down and like, the deal with Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. The knock on Cam Newton was that he didn't read defenses, and when he didn't see what he wanted to see, he took off and ran. Mm-hmm. Lamar will look. Oh, here's the pressure. Let me roll right. I'm rolling right. Nothing's there. Okay, I run. I'm rolling right, and then I see somebody and I dump it off. Whatever it may be.
What was that accent that you just went to?
Rolling right.
No.
Rolling right.
You said rolling right.
Rolling right.
Yeah, what is
it? I don't know, maybe that's why I gotta have throat surgery. Rolling right.
Did you hear it, Joe?
No, 100%, man.
It's just a
like, what flub.
Jeremy's going to wake up like that one lady that had a Chinese accent. The rest of
How come you going to bother me?
The world is stupid at 8 o'clock. And again, folks, that's a warning, not just a tease. But on the other side, what grade would you give Mike Elias' work at the deadline? We'll give him the grade that we want. But we want to hear your grade as well. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Now the trade deadline is over. See, some guys didn't get moved that I thought would get moved, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about with other teams. As far as our Baltimore Orioles, what grade do you give Mike Elias and company?
I mean, people are going to laugh and call me a homer, but I'm giving them an A for what they did. Again, not taking into account how the season went, but where you're at and realizing where you're at. Like, okay, you went through a rebuild. You came out early. You had two seasons. Everybody likes to point out they haven't won a playoff game under Mike Elias. They went through a damn rebuild. The hell, like, how many playoff games you're going to? And I don't even get this, Rob, where had they won one playoff game, it would make it feel better somehow? No, win the damn series. And again, you have your core. The pieces he got back for expiring contracts and players that were going to go and the places that you can improve.
Right.
Yeah, I'd give him an A. The one thing, the caveat with this is I need to see how he reworks the bullpen in the offseason. But that's probably one of the easier things to do than to actually rework anything else. Like, finding valuable starters is difficult. I think finding some arms that you can fit in, and you get Keegan Aiken back. You have a couple of guys that you like here. We'll see what Wells looks like. I don't know what they plan on doing with Cano because he's looked like a cesspool this year. But yeah, you've got to figure that part of it out. And I'm glad that they took a healthy look in the mirror and said, okay, we tried this. This is who we are right now. Let's make some moves and benefit our minor leagues. They did a phenomenal job in stocking the minors, which all the major fans, they don't care about it. But it's vastly important no matter how you slice it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So you're great. Did you give me a grade?
A.
A.
That's what we gave him.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Because they didn't they didn't move anything that I didn't want them to move. Like, if you want to talk about fandom, yeah, I love Cedric Mullins, but you can improve there.
Yeah, you can.
I love Ryan O'Hearn, but you can definitely improve there, too. As we've talked about, the way he looked down the stretch, I think the thing that this team needs to find out is, do they need to get some sort of veteran leadership in that clubhouse? I'm not going to hang my hat on Tyler O'Neill if he's only going to be here for 80 games a year or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
General soreness, he might get called off the war. Who knows? but when you look at the rest of this roster, it's all in place. And, oh, by the way, you're going to make one of the biggest additions in the offseason or in September that you could possibly make.
Right.
Sam Bassayo's that guy. He might be the best hitter on this team when all is said and done. And you've got some special players. And I go back to this, Rob, and I keep bringing it up because you know what? Nobody's going to talk about it. All the people that wanted him to move Jackson Holliday, Bassayo, Mayo, I don't care. We got to win now. Move those guys. Yeah, move those guys when you have them under control for 5 or 6 years. That doesn't make any sense unless you're that close to getting it done and that piece you believe puts you over the top. I got no problem doing what the Padres did to an extent.
Right.
If you feel like that's the right thing for you and it sets you up. The Padres put all their eggs in a basket for 1 year, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got to figure out how to reload that farm system.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We want to hear from you folks. How do you grade the Orioles moves at the deadline? Who are you upset? Because I had to go on Mix 106 this morning because they said that a lot of their listeners were absolutely beside themselves because of the move that the Orioles made.
Well, they're in a lot of the same boat as a lot of people that don't know baseball. There's a lot of you out there.
And it's I think a lot of people are upset about that. You're getting rid of some names that they know.
Yeah. It tugs at the heartstring. Oh, my God. Like, the people that were saying, I can't believe the Orioles are trading this guy. Are they not trying to win? No, not right now. They're not. They're trying to look at their younger pieces. Right now, it's about individuals than it is about team success. Until next year. And then we flip the script. And, yes, it's about individuals, but it's also about the team winning.
Right. I think when you look at some of the names that left, and I said over there and I'll say it here, we live in that sports center generation. You know what I mean? We do. Where everything is highlights. We look at Ryan O'Hearn. Remember what Ryan O'Hearn was in May and June. Not looking at July, what Ryan O'Hearn was. But actually in April and May. Not in June and July.
Look at Cedric was bad after that opening start.
Cedric Mullins has been subpar offensively
for a long
since
time.
Since 22.
Yeah.
2021, he had a great year. He was 30-30. And then people are still reminding me, well, this guy was 30-30 before. Yeah, but his on-base percentage has been low 300 and under since then.
I was arguing with some guy yesterday about the Ramon trade and talking about him going to Houston. It's like, you got to have him in case Westberg gets hurt. I said, so now that's what you're doing? You're holding on to players in case somebody gets hurt? What is that? That's not what you do, especially for a utility infielder. And we had the guy that called in about the kid, what was it, Jeremiah, is it Jackson or Johnson?
Jackson.
Jeremiah Johnson, I think it was that old Western or whatever with, who was it? Now I can't think of the guy's name. Doesn't matter. That being said, I still feel like when you're looking at what they did at the trade deadline last year, people were going, they didn't do enough. So they should have had somebody to play third base. Westberg got hurt. So they knew he was going to get hurt after the trade deadline. Like, what do you... There are certain things that happen in the season you don't have control for. Everybody's like, they should have been ready for all these pitchers to go down. How many starting pitchers do you sign? Where do you put them? Do you keep them in the minor leagues until they're ready? Do you just throw them in the bullpen and then try to stretch them out? Like, people have visions of grandeur of how things are supposed to go, mm-hmm. and they really don't understand the basics of baseball and how things...
Exactly.
Like, I'm reading people online right now that are going, look at this. You think this. This is stupid. They haven't done anything. Mike Elias is a loser. Can't believe they traded all these pieces away. You can't have it both ways, guys.
Like, you can't.
You can't tell me that you want them to trade everybody, and then when they trade all the unimportant pieces for the future of this team, and then all of a sudden go, I can't believe they did it. You talk out of both sides of your mouth.
And I hate to put it this way, but it's that little league mentality. Well, all these guys are important. No, they're not. I'm sorry. All of these guys are not important to the grand scheme of things. They just aren't. And you got to accept that. You know, you can't keep everybody. The Orioles are not the Dodgers. They're not the Yankees. They're not the Red Sox. They're not the Cubs.
And As we're talking about the rotation for next year, and you mentioned, or I brought it up, Rodgers, Bradish, and Kramer, those are the givens, right?
Right.
And by the way, we still have to see Bradish come back and how he's going to look. He looked good in the minor league rehab start that he had here recently. What did he throw, 38 pitches?
Right.
Was through 3 2/3 or something. You have to look at that. But also, what happened with Eflin in the IL, like, I don't know that that necessarily doomed him from getting signed. The Orioles needed to get something better than a first-round pick because mm-hmm. they're going to make him the qualifying offer. Mm-hmm. And here's the caveat again with the whole Corbin Burnes thing. If he walks, you get a first-round pick to replace him. If he doesn't walk, you got another guy that I think's a solid arm in your rotation.
That was, remember, what was it, 3 weeks ago I said that to you?
Yeah.
I think if there's a guy that they keep to give the qualifying offer to, it would have been, I just had that feeling it was Zach Eflin.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. You know, because he's a guy that, if you keep him around long enough, now he's on the IL again, maybe if he goes into free agency this year, it won't be that great for him. Maybe he takes the qualifying offer. Or maybe you talk to him and say, how about a 2-year extension? You know, right now, you know.
The other part of everybody bitching about Elias and how things have gone in the offseason, the one good thing that's coming out of it is, yes, you do have a GM who's under fire right now, and you know some things are going to get done in this offseason. Just like we said, they're going to have to do some things at the trade deadline, and what'd they do? Outside of the Twins, they traded everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, they traded everybody that they should or could have.
By the way, Joe just said in my ear that Mike Elias will speak to the media today at 10 o'clock, Joe. We'll speak to the media at 10 today, so... we'll give you a rundown of all of that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy gave his grade of A. I give my grade of A as well. I thought they did phenomenal for what they had to do. I did not expect any Major League ready players back now. They got one in Enns who will be here basically just to be an arm. That's why he's here.
So I just got this. Somebody tagged me in this. It said, CBS Sports trade deadline grade says it all. Baltimore Orioles F. This isn't a grade in the here and now, but rather one earned over the long haul. Are you grading the trade deadline, or are you grading them over the past couple seasons?
That's what he said. Yeah. It didn't trade. He didn't. The writer of that said that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ask that question.
They went through a rebuild from 2018 to 21 and were sellers in 2022. They went to the playoffs 2 years in a row and won 0 playoff. You sound like did a fan write this? Like, it's the dumbest crap to sit here. If you're giving a grade on how somebody did at the trade deadline, what do the last 3 years have to do with anything? Not this season went awry. Right? This season was not what anybody wanted, what they thought they were getting.
It went amok.
Yeah. Run amok.
World is stupid at 8 o'clock with that guy. But on the other side, I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. What grade would you give Mike Elias and company for the deadline work? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan. creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Got a lot of calls, so we just need your grade. What grade would you give Mike Elias and company for the trades? Let's go to Columbia and get Al. What's up, Al?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Well, my friend. What grade would you give them?
Well, first of all, I'll give them an A because I think they made some really good trades. But the only thing I regret is trading Cedric Mullins, which I understand they had to because,
but you're watching every day, the
best center fielder I've ever seen.
But you're fair. I understand that. But again, I think the most important part of what you're saying is they had to trade Cedric Mullins. There's no way around it.
Why did people try to give you a caveat just to crap on him? Like this, not him. I'm not talking about the caller. But like CBS, when I read that thing that whoever tagged me in saying it, CBS says it all. Well, you found the person that agreed with you, so that means it must be right. My big issue with it is like, why are you copping out of what the question is? How did they do it the trade deadline?
Right.
Okay, they have expiring contracts. If you don't think that they got an A or a B here with the trades that they made, then I don't know what to tell you. You're never going to think he's going to do anything good. If you're sitting here saying, I don't know minor leaguers, then just stay out of the conversation.
Let's go to Shallow in Baltimore. What's up, Shallow?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
No disrespect to y'all. I'm not even interested, man. Go Ravens, man. I don't have no faith in your front office, man.
Shallow, no disrespect to you. If you're sitting down at a bar and you and somebody else having a conversation and somebody on the side comes and says, Shiloh, I don't have any interest in your conversation, what are you going to tell that person? You're going to tell that person to mind your business. So my question to you is, why would you call in and we're on hold for 10 minutes for a conversation that you're not interested in?
I thought about a lot of things, right?
Okay. All right, Shiloh, got to go. Let's go to John and Canton. I don't get that. You know, if you and I having a conversation and somebody on the side comes, man, I ain't interested in your conversation. Good, because I wasn't talking to you. John and Canton, what's up, John?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I give Elias a B.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. I think it's just exciting. I'm going to miss Laureano. I'm going to miss Mullins. I'm kind of worried about the right field.
Now, I'm with you on that, John. I like that, John. You like the trades, but you're going to miss the players. I'm with you on that. I like the trades, but they're guys that I'm going to miss.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't have any issue with somebody calling in and saying, hey, I'm really going to miss Cedric Mullins. I loved watching him play. We all did.
Yes.
But again, at some point in time, the writing's on the wall where it's like his contract's expiring. He wasn't hitting. Can you improve there? Do you have a replacement already ready for him? Okay, Colton Cowser can slide over.
Yeah.
When Enrique Bradfield Jr. is ready, if they don't use him and trade him, he's going to be your center field.
I respect that, man. Look, I understand the trade, but I'm going to miss these guys. I'm going to miss Ryan O'Hearn going to Boys and Girls Club playing kickball with kids. I'm going to miss Cedric Mullins at the locker having real conversations with him. I'm going to miss Laureano. He's a dude. I'm going to miss these guys. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, my man?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
You are the man.
I would like to give Mike Elias a B. I would have liked to see Mullen stay here. He would have been a good player here. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend, too? That dude always knows the assignment, doesn't he?
Yep. PYT. TGIF.
He knows the assignment. Grant in North Carolina. What's up, Grant?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Well. How are you?
Good. I'd give Mike Elias a B-, and the reason is like you guys have said, I hate to see Mullins, Laureano, and O'Hearn go because you want to see us do good with those guys because you just learned to love those guys, and it's a reflection of how disappointing the season's been. But I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, and you guys may have hit on this earlier, a little bit more MLB-ready talent because I feel like our window is 26, 27, and I don't know how soon these guys we've gotten are going to be able to make an impact.
Can I say this? Because everybody talks about the window. The whole point of what Elias is trying to do, and I think people keep missing it, is you're keeping the window open.
Yep.
It's not like, oh, the window closes. If Gunner leaves in 2029, the window's shut. No, if Gunner decides to leave after that season or whatever, in 2029, whatever year it is, you have people waiting. They just traded for a 17-year-old shortstop. You know, like, from the Dominican that they, I'm assuming they wanted in the international market and he signed elsewhere. But like you get these players so they're ready in place. All the people that were talking about catchers and, oh, they drafted so many catchers. They have these guys in the system.
Exactly.
So like you're supposed to be ready in case something happens. They weren't ready this year for what happened. But again, when you have that many injuries, I don't know who is.
Once upon a time, there was a general manager that wanted to draft a shortstop. He was told not to draft a shortstop because they just paid Miguel Tejada. Facts. Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, as a fan, it's killing me, but you can't grade them until 2-3 years later, until we see what really happens with all the draft picks that we got.
But why can't you? Because they got rid of expiring contracts. Like, those guys weren't going to be here next year unless they decided to sign them in the offseason, except for what? Brian Baker had a little bit of control. Yeah. You had you had obviously a Ramon Laureano with control. And wasn't there another guy that was who was it? Say it again.
Rich had an option.
Okay. So you had another one when you're looking at those guys that were under control. But the other, you can look at it and say, yes, they got a ton back for expiring contracts. A ton.
Also, like I just said to my buddy Tim, he said the same thing. I said, no, you can't. You have to grade the assignment. You can't ding me for spelling on the math test.
Yeah.
You have to grade the assignment. The assignment was to go get prospects. So that's how you grade them. You can't say, well, I'm waiting to see how it pans out. No, the assignment was to get prospects. Did they get prospects? Let's go to Ken in Annapolis. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it doing?
Good. Well, man. How are you?
Good. I would give Elias an A. I think us as Orioles fans have kind of like lost the plot a little bit on like the expectations for this team. I think this is the most talent our team has had this probably century, and that's because of Elias.
From top to bottom, too.
From top to bottom. And so I think like we were ranked the second worst franchise of the last century. I wish we could give $300 million contract to pitchers, but that's just not smart. And so the way we're doing things is patient. He's risk averse, but that's just, there's different ways to win in baseball.
Rob, can I read you something that I just saw from Kyle Glazer, who he covers, just retweeted if anybody else wants to see it. He writes for Baseball America, and this was about the Padres deal. Boston Bateman is the prize of the Orioles' return for O'Hearn and Laureano. The big 6'8 lefty who sits 94-95 has a vicious curveball and improving slider. Cobb Hightower is a high-energy player who can hit, and Brandon Butterworth can really pick it defensively. Butterworth! Now, when you look at the guys they're getting back, again, you don't know what they're going to be. We've seen number one overall draft picks flop and never make it to the major leagues. We've seen guys picked in the 48th round come out and be Hall of Fame catchers. You know, like you've seen strange things happen in this. Like people going, when they made the trade with Ramon, Urias, they were going, oh my God, you got back their 37th ranked prospect. What does it matter where they're ranked according to what our scouts are telling you? The guy missed last year. He pitched 2 innings or 3 innings, whatever it was, missed last year, and he's been great this year in low A. But again, you've got to develop the guys. And if you think he's a good scout, if you think he's a good scout, then why would you be upset at the moves they made if you don't know who the players are?
Jeremy, you mind pushing World of Stupid back to 8:15?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to eliminate 8:30, move everything down one. You know, we got a lot of calls.
Let's get rid of the World of Stupid. There ain't anything great today. I mean, there's a lot of stupid stuff.
We got a lot of calls on hold. We're going to get to those. 410-583-1057. Because the one thing I like you being upset more so than not caring.
And also,
apathy sucks, and we don't have apathetic fans.
If you disagree with anything I'm saying or Rob's, call in.
That's better than apathy. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather you be pissed off than not care. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.